All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
People, let's get down to it, will you? We've got money to make here. It is a Friday. We are loaded. Game time decisions on the grid. SportsGrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri, Cam Stewart, and Gabe Morenci joining us via, I'm sure there's a sponsor for the phone somewhere, but we're just going to say he's joining us via long distance, hanging out with us here on a Friday for this edition of Game Time Decisions. I'm keeping the chair warm, Gabe. It actually feels nice in here. So actually, I'm in exactly the same spot. But good afternoon, gentlemen. Glad to be a part of the show with you guys.
What's up, Joe? Good to be a part of the show. And thanks for stepping up and into the chair. Yeah, let's call it the O'Reilly Auto Parts Hotline. That's what I'm on. Yeah. The O'Reilly Auto Parts Hotline.
Perfect.
There's a long story to this. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how you doing, Morenci? What's the one, get fat now or lose fat now? I like that one. That's my sponsor. You and Joe are O'Reilly. Sounds good. Yeah, tell me what happened today, Gabe. What's the story?
O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's just race season is back, guys. It's race season. We got to get you guys down here. They're going to have some thoroughbreds running over at the Meadowlands. They've got trotters and thoroughbreds. But part of the deal of our studio is, of course, you know, the Meadowlands horse guys have been there and they're back in business. So they take over on Friday nights. Normally we do the show out of Studio 34 on Friday nights in instances like this. But I'm unable to be in two places at once, and we just couldn't make it work to be in Manhattan. We could only be in so many places at one time. But I didn't want to miss out on the Friday Freak Show edition of the program. So I figured I'd check in old school style. And you two are much better looking than me anyway, so people don't need to see my face. They've seen my face enough. It's a horrible picture they have up of me here, too.
I know you're like Eddie Munster. I know it's the best, Morenci. You look like you're just about to eat something. I don't worry. Look at me, Gabe. Like I
didn't put down every single name on that.
Joe
one.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Joe looks great.
Come on, the whole graphic situation. Yeah, they didn't.
Like, come on, guys. Like you couldn't have found like a shot from like, you know, I don't know, the morning show or just some active shot like in the studio that it wasn't taken like 8 years ago where I look hungover. Yeah, I actually do look pretty baked in that picture, don't I? I look like a dude
sure,
that just
yeah,
plays
yeah.
Like
you look like
got edible
Luther
written all
like
over it, brother.
Yeah, Farnsworth Warehouse, Gabe. Come on now, we got flannel shirts on sale, and we'll sell you some good
like
fun.
It's got the edibles written all over it, like it's just starting to hit him. But all right, we're getting ready here, guys. It is a Friday. Get ready for the Friday edition. Game time decisions on the grid. SportsGrid.com. We'll be back.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Here we go. Game time decisions, the Friday edition. I'm Joe Ranieri hanging out in studio here with Cam Stewart as Gabe Morenci joins us via payphone here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. And it looks like, Cam, if I'm not crazy here, I believe the over is already hit here in the Houston Astros Tampa Bay game. Was it? It was at 7.5 because it looks like they got 8 runs already. Yeah,
I got to tell you something,
that's
Joe. These
stuff,
guys making the lines, absolutely unbelievable. Like, Morenci, you know, sometimes he sends me you know, the text, whatever. He's got business to do before the show. I'm kind of inputting. I get my bets in. I get everybody's bets in. And the Glasnow strikeout prop, 4.5. What does he get? 5. Just take him out right after the fifth strike. But you got to. Yeah, it's just amazing to me night after night how these books, like, right on the number. It doesn't even matter. What about the football game last night? 1.5. 1. Like, you know, it's just, it's a science, buddy. It's a science.
Time and time and time again. And you mentioned I had business to take care of. You guys, you know, the thing that about me and Cam on this show, Joe, we're extremely transparent. So you're going to have to share some inner secrets with us a little bit later on at some point in time. Speaking of which, actually, we're getting
pants
out of the way. Yeah, Dane.
Nor am I.
Dane asked last night. He said, "Did you notice? Did Joe frost his tips or something like that?"
And,
ooh. It caught me off guard. Frosted tips. Like, Dane was coming at you last night, Joe.
What am I, in a boy band? Like, seriously, Martinez? Yeah. Like, you know what the problem is? You hang around Belmont too much. You start, you know, the horse crap starts to get into your nostrils, and then it starts to affect the way you think. The hell is he thinking, frosted tips? What am I, Backstreet Boys?
Frosted tips.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Was that a horse? Frosted tips down the stretch? 6-1 at Belmont.
Frosted tips in the third.
Those are my picks. Frosted tips. Cold. But, so yeah, we're all transparent. So, Cam, yeah, I texted you earlier. So, this is my life, guys. After the morning after today, I do a bunch of videos for FanDuel, which I don't think I'm getting paid enough, to be honest, considering the stress that I'm under for this stuff. Thousands of people see these picks. Like, what am I getting out of this? So I do a bunch of videos. I immediately leave, and you're going to like this, Cam. I went to my favorite outlet here in Secaucus, Bob's Discount Furniture. My main man, Bob.
Bob's
and furniture. Yeah, Bob's Discount Furniture.
He's out there. No frills.
Yeah. I've got company this weekend, and yes. the company wasn't impressed with the futon last time, so I had to raise it up a notch. So I just got a Bob's Discount memory foam mattress.
Nice.
And I'll tell you what,
good stuff.
It's pretty comfortable. They claim that it shapes, you know, memory foam. Yeah. That's my
you get a groove.
I'm texting you. I'm texting you from Bob's parking lot. I'm texting in pics. I'm carrying a mattress through a parking lot. That's why I couldn't get back to the studio and then back to New Jersey. We thought we were going to be able to do the show at FanDuel tonight at the Sports Grid Studios. But like I stated, they've got live racing going on. And as you guys mentioned, this baseball game goes over the number. And it's funny because I was just mad that I didn't take the under. I was like, man, I should have taken the under. I knew it wasn't going to go over. And now it goes over. I'm like, ooh, I'm glad I didn't do that. And like you mentioned, Cam, what a screw job. I was out. I got back, and I saw that Glasnow was at 4 strikeouts. But they were talking about how he was losing his velocity, and I knew they were about to take him out. So, of course, he had to get one damn more strikeout. And then Houston breaks it open right after. But, hey, we got that parlay right now, plus 184, Joe. I did. Remember we talked about it this morning. I said I like the Braves. Yep. You know, that was more of a gut instinct pick. I like the Braves, but I like the Astros. So if I'm going to play it, I'm not going to play minus 245. I figured, Cam, why not just play the Astros? And for some reason, they don't win. I could play the Braves again. But if not, suddenly I have the Braves at plus 184. And now I got the Braves at plus 184, which is pretty damn good.
Yeah, no, first off, you can't put a price on a good mattress from a guy that knows, Gabe, with my girlfriend, like I'm a big guy, and trust me.
How much
me,
do you think
like
I pay,
you're
Cam?
Having, what, for how much you, what, for, your, for what do you say? It's memory foam? I bet you paid, I'm going to say, $470.
It's funny, B, you say that, because I was say, willing.
I'm on mybobs.com right now, and this is the best thing I've ever seen. Like, this is what Bob looks like, man. They got a picture on... Like, that's Bob Furniture, man. Like, look.
Yeah, get him up.
I've never
that's
seen
Bob.
Anything like this. This is great.
Like, Bob, Bob's Discount. No.
He's got a belt there, yeah.
Yeah, that's Bob's Discount. That's Bob. And keep scrolling awesome. On the website. Bob has his own sports show. He talks Knicks and Rangers and stuff. Bob talks sports.
Oh, amazing.
This is I wouldn't buy from anybody else but him. Yep, that's it. That's
well, it's funny you say that, Joe, because someone told me, someone said, why are you going all the way to Secaucus to get a mattress? I said, because I'm going to Bob's, that's why. And I got a ride back with my Puerto Rican driver, and she told me, I only shop at Bob's. And we drove past an Ethan Allen. Yeah, like I'm shopping at Ethan Allen.
Ethan Allen?
There's like a town in Ethan Allen, Cam. Yeah. And there's another one. Raymond Flanagan? Raymond Flanagan,
yeah, I know.
Kim? Sounds expensive. Sounds expensive.
Way more in Flanagan.
I'm not in the neighborhood for a soda.
You can't sit on. Yeah, no, that's the kind of person you can't sit on. Yeah, yeah.
Way more in Flanagan.
Nobody wants that.
No, Ethan Allen, dude, you won't catch me dead there unless I'm rich. Please. Like, no, that place, like, they sell like China and stuff in there too. Like, no, I'm with you. Like, I told you, Sears went under, Gabe, and I got my mattress like 80% wholesale. It's a California king. You could sleep 7 NBA players in it. It's huge. Like, it's huge. You can't put a price on a great night's sleep, buddy. And I'll tell you, yeah, you know, you're a guy, you work a lot and stuff. You deserve entertainment and enjoyment. You want to be comfortable when you're in a bed. So trust me, it'll pay for itself. Good call. Glad you went to Bob's, too. He looks like a reputable guy.
No, all kidding aside, it's close to me. And those are my choices. Ashley Furniture Outlet, Walmart, Raymond Flanagan, and Ethan Allen. And the other yuppie one, Town and Country or whatever the hell it's called. West Elm. There's a West Elm down the street from me.
God. That's
that costs $300 just to walk past the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. West Elm.
Exactly.
Joe, just for the sake of it, Joe, I went into West Elm once just to see, all right, whatever. I'm like, I can afford it. I'm like, you telling me I can't afford furniture? I went in there, man. I lasted about 10 seconds. I was like, oh, my God.
Nope.
It's like very, I realized it wasn't the place for me pretty quickly. But
what was the price of the bet? Was I close? 470?
Yeah, you were very close. Listen, I was actually going to get, there was two models. There was like, I don't know, I think it's a queen, but there was a bigger queen. And I told him, yeah, whatever, we'll go with the bigger one. And we'll go with the bigger one. And they didn't have it. So I had to take the smaller one. So it was $299 plus $18 tax. So $318, Cam.
For a queen bed? That's a great deal. Wow. Memory foam, too?
Bob, that is a very good deal.
That's
no.
You're telling me.
Bob, don't play around.
It
looks like a huge place, too, Gabe. How big is this place?
Oh, yeah, it's a massive warehouse. It's a massive store, and it's good. Damn. They have damaged stuff in the back, Cam. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Like,
Oh, no, it's nuts. Yes. They have, like, these coffee tables, nice glass tables, little scratch on them, $90. I wanted to get more, but there's only so much I could cram. yeah, there's only so much I could cram in the back of this SUV, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm down with that. You know what? There's got to be some of my merchandise with scratches and stuff. You don't need that. Trust me. It's got what? Oh, the box fell off the truck. Doesn't mean it's damaged. People, if you pay full price for anything these days, you're a stooge. Unless you got money to burn. Like, there's
that's
so
what my driver
to
told
save.
Me.
Gabe, I've had. Yeah, I got. Well, thank you. I'm just a radio co-host here. But I'll tell you, I got my TV off the back of a truck. I've had it for 15 years. You've seen that, Sony? It's great, man. Like, it's great. So don't let anybody tell you. Same with my table. Gabe, same thing. Scratch, back of the truck, $50 instead of $300. Yeah, you're doing yourself a favor, buddy. That's a good value play. I'm proud of you. Good purchase.
Well done. I can't wait to hear who he went out of his way with to buy furniture since he's been in that place. How long?
Yes,
now?
Joe.
We'll talk about that coming up. Can't wait to hear. It's got to be something important. Game time decisions here.
Very
coming
important.
Up. The Grid, sportsgrid.com.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Want to be the the next fantasy millionaire? Well, why not use the most accurate projections in fantasy football? That's right. Fantasy Pros has independently rated Daily Roto the number one most accurate projection system to start the 2019 fantasy football season. Let the most accurate projections in DFS take you to the next level. Save 10% with the promo code ACTION, and you can become Daily Roto's 8th daily fantasy millionaire. Head on over to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more. That's dailyroto.com/premium. Promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount on the most accurate DFS projection system you can get. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Good job,
Bud. All right, welcome back in here. Love this. I'm watching right now. Acuna is up at the plate, Gabe. Is there a prop that says whether or not he'll run a ball out?
Will he run hard? Well, you know what? This prop's on challenges right now. Paul Bovey's betting challenges, coaches' challenges now.
That's
he's laying like -850 on this stuff. So let's see. I'm on the Atlanta Braves. What do you guys have in this game? I got the Braves on the back end of this parlay. I don't want to mush it. I don't want to pull a George Kurtz. But it's 6-2 Astros right now. Top of the ninth inning, one out, and it rolls into the Atlanta Braves. Cam, what do you have this afternoon? Are you on the Braves? And I see our main man Kyle Hamburg is in the house. He thinks we always ignore the South. We don't show enough love for the South.
Ignore the South.
He thinks we fade the Braves all the time.
What are you talking about?
So
no.
We're on the Braves today.
I love
Bojangles, go Braves.
Chicken and biscuit. Yeah. Come on. Like, what's the deal here? My love for the South is strong. Yeah, I was wrong with Tampa Bay Houston with the under. I like the Glasnow Verlander matchup. But I was right in hockey again, Gabe. I'm just riding the NHL. I took the over in this game, 4-3. Overs deluxe. Flyers.
Oh, good call.
Gary Bettman. These guys are sending them to Prague. Well, they're sending them to Prague. They don't want a 2-1 game for the Czech Republic fans there. Flyers beat Blackhawks 4-3. That game just ended. I'll tell you one thing, though, guys. I think Babano's on the line here. I might take the Minnesota Twins with Berrios tonight. I know a lot of people are going to put the Yankees in parlays and stuff. That's a big price. That's a big price for a good Minnesota team. I'll probably bet Minnesota at +175. That's a good line.
I am taking Minnesota. I am. I'm not. You know, listen, I'm in New York, so you figure I'm going to buy in and automatically be a homer. I'm not. I think they're two very evenly. Dude, you me and Joe talked about it. You brought it up, Joe. They won 101 games. You know what I mean? You have a team that won 103 games against a team that won 101 games. They're basically exactly equal, except the Yankees have the pedigree. I'd give the little nod to the bullpen, obviously, to the Yankees. But the Twins did even more home runs than the Yankees did. They're not intimidated. The other thing, though, we got to bring up, guys, the Yankees seem to own the Twins, though. 13-2 in the last 15 playoff games, and they often play. Another thing is, it's not just, and you can't just say, well, that's past teams. The thing is, the Minnesota Twins are franchise guys. They've lost 13 consecutive playoff games as a team. They lost last year, 13 consecutive playoff games. And look, Oakland had lost 8 straight playoff games. And what happened to Oakland the other day? They lost again. So I'm a little worried about that. But I tell you, if we're going to have a chance with the Twins, guys, and we'll see what Babano has to say. If we have a chance, I think tonight's the best chance. With Berrios on the hill, game one, +178. Weather's pretty nice here in New York. The ball's going to be flying. You know, to me, guys, I look at this series and a game, tonight specifically. Babano, what's up? I look at this like two high-scoring football teams that don't really play defense, and I'm getting 7 points with one of them. Whoever has the ball last wins, so I take the underdog. That's why I like the Colts +11 on Sunday night. And Babano, that's why I like the Minnesota Twins tonight. You guys should see me. I'm pacing. I'm walking around like the madman Jim Cramer. It's great to be just on radio. I can walk around. Yeah, I'm fired up. Give me the Minnesota Twins.
Do you want Rocco Baldelli's job, Gabe? Do you want to go in there and give the pregame speech and say, let's go, this is the Bronx Bombers, my ass. Let's go in there and let's kick their ass and let's show them that we have the offense and the lineup that they've got. Let's get it done. I'll say this about this Twins-Yankees game. You sound fired up. I'm not fired up for anything from a side perspective because I like both of these offenses. I'm just going to keep it simple with the over tonight. It's 8.5, -120.
Let's have
Paxton's been better in the second half of the season, but He's a lefty, and if you've been watching Minnesota Twin baseball this year, they crush lefties. They're one of the best teams in baseball against left-handed pitching. I do think they'll do some damage. I have no faith, though, unfortunately, none, zero, in Jose Berrios on the road. You get him anywhere outside of Target Field, I don't trust the guy. His road ERA skyrockets up compared to his home numbers. He's facing a dynamic lineup. I think he'll give up some runs, too. I certainly wouldn't lay this price with the Yankees, but I'm not in love with the Twins side. I'm just going to keep it simple. I think both lineups have their way with it. We'll go over the total tonight.
Joe Ranieri, what do you think?
I made two bets in that game. I'm with Bobano. I went over the 8.5. I got that this morning, and I backed it up. I took the run line, the plus 1.5 runs from Minnesota at minus 120. It's a great price, great value. We've seen enough of these situations here with the total being 8.5 or better. You know, it favors Minnesota. The bottom line is, yeah, could the Yankees walk it off? Sure, but you're going to give me a run and a half, and I only got to pay minus 120 for it? I'm good to go. We can start with a run and a half lead.
You know what? Last night, Cam, it was 8.5. This morning, when me and Joe did the show, it was 9, and it's down to 8.5. So, Babano, you are correct. I surprised Babano didn't tell us he got it at over 6.5 earlier in the week. I got it at 6.5.
This is Gabe saying I'm getting the widely available number right now as you can bet it. 8.5 is widely available, and that's what I got.
It is. I'm just busting you out.
Discount Line Warehouse, right, Gabe?
Yeah,
you got furniture there.
Yeah, you got 5.5 on Tuesday night.
Nice shave.
Yeah. what do you think? What do you think? What do you think, Cam? You gonna ride the Twins with me?
I'm
here?
On both.
I like the run and a half. How about this too? How about the Twins in the first Read five? The roll the dice a little plus money.
You remember, Gabe, when we did we used to do Red Heat and Rage back in the day in that little hot, sweaty studio before we even went to Morenci Studios? I remember watching two playoff games with you where the Twins were up like 5-0 on the Yankees, then the Yankees came back.
Yeah.
So those games are just kind of like memory. Like, I don't forget these things, right? Like, I remember. I think the Twins, Joe brought up a good point, though. Usually you pay between 40 and 45 cents for the plus 1.5. I think that's great. And I'm going to do what I do with the money line bets that we talk about with the NFL. I'll have a sprinkle on Minnesota for half a unit. I'll take them plus 1.5 for security if the game is tight. And you guys all think there's going to be runs. Every time these teams get together, there seems to be runs. So why don't we make it a superfecta? All of us, I think, are liking
the
over.
Why is the total only 8.5? Are we all walking into like a horror, to a haunted house, a trap?
We might.
It's like Jason and Freddy Krueger are waiting to stab us inside. Hey, it's only 8.5. We love the over here.
I'll say this about Berrios. Nobody believed in him more than me when he first started with the Twins, and I thought, boy, look at the arsenal this guy has. He's got pitches that can get swings and misses. He's got great movement. He can work both sides of the plate. He can crank up the miles per hour. But I have just not seen enough consistency from him. That being said, he does have ability. We'll see if he can rise up in the playoff. I just wish his road numbers were better, but there's ability in Jose Berrios to be a good pitcher. He just hasn't harnessed it into consistency, and especially away from home, he has just not been a consistent enough pitcher, and that's my concern against this lineup. But Berrios, if he does go out there tonight and give up 2-3 runs and, does a decent job, it wouldn't totally shock me either. I just haven't seen enough consistency from him.
Joe,
perception,
what do you think of the Dodgers?
Too, don't forget. Don't forget, also the Yankee Stadium, the perception and the reality of Yankee Stadium is everyone thinks that it's Yankee Stadium, balls are flying out. Well, it's actually been one of the most profitable under stadiums all year long. The Yankees especially made all of their money to the over on the road this year. So Yankee Stadium's not nearly as over easy to over cash as people think it is.
I was also going to say it. I thought you were going to go down the route that it's not as intimidating as it used to be either. And it isn't.
No.
It's not like the same old scary Bronx. It's a new stadium. You guys see the empty seats in a regular season. You see it, Cam. They're like movie theater. You know what I mean? Big luxury leather seats.
It's like the Leafs.
It's literally like $600.
They're going for an
$600 in a regular season.
Sandwich, sushi. Watch the game, you're like, where are the fans? They're out having vino. Oh, how's my Pinot Grigio? Is it what a beautiful night? Isn't it great to be rich? That's like the Leaf fans and the Platinums. They go in there to the bar. They don't come back, right? The only people watching the game are people who paid for the tickets. It's a very, very similar thing. And you know what? A lot of those guys, but I will say this, though. They're fans. They are hardcore baseball fans. They just got money. But you're right. I don't think the venue is as intimidating as it was. I think Minnesota, look at the home runs. They tops of the league. Like, there's a lot of things. When I'm looking at this line, I see Minnesota should have been about plus 145, 150, not 175, 80. I see line value because it's the Yankees. The Yankees have lots of fans. They're going to take those bets. And you know that we're getting a very, very good Minnesota team at almost a 2-1 price. And that's good enough for me. I think it's going to be a close game. I think Minnesota can win. So I'm on the Twins.
Yep.
All right, let's get into the Dodgers and the Nationals. I'll start with you, Joe. We got Strasburg versus Kershaw. Great pitching matchup. I'm going to walk into this one. I'm going to take the under. I'm not passing up the under in this spot. I guess the elephant, there's a couple elephants in the room. I'm sure people like Babano are going to say, oh, Clayton Kershaw struggles in the postseason. And other people will say, hey, Strasburg just pitched a couple of days ago, and he's a starting pitcher. He's not used to that. But Cam, he brought it up. Strasburg said he pitched 34 pitches, nothing. 26 of them were strikes. He said that basically that's like a bullpen session, workout session. He said that that's what I do anyways. It was just more intense. So I don't think physically it means anything. Remember Doc Holliday used to throw like 200 pitches every day, man.
Exactly. I think Washington might be a dangerous dog tonight, too. All right, more on the Dodgers and the Nationals coming up next. Game Time Decisions here on the Grid, sportsgrid.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Here we go, Game Time Decisions, the Friday edition here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri, Cam Stewart, Bobano, and joining us via payphone somewhere in Trenton, New Jersey, Gabe Morenci, man. And we are getting, I think it's still 1-0 here, Cam, if I'm not mistaken. 1-0 Atlanta over St. Louis, still in the fourth inning.
It is.
It looks like the under was a pretty good bet here, too, as well, Gabe.
Yeah, we say that now, Joe.
It was.
We say that now.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What about the runs in the first?
You got Glasnow. Yeah.
So today was the first time? The Houston game, right, was the first time there wasn't runs in the first.
Oh, that might be gone.
Oh.
That warning track.
Oh, no, it's in the ball.
Warning track power.
There we go.
Away with one, Fulte. Yeah. Fulte's so
lucky.
Look
at Fulte.
Yeah, Fulte's got a nice smile going, man, that he just missed. Wow, that was close.
All right, great. So Dodgers and Nationals. Let's get this done. Then we'll get into some football. We got Cincinnati and UCF tonight. Babano. You betting this Dodger game tonight? Dodgers in the minus 150 range, total 7.5 in this game. Strasburg versus Kershaw. And as we mentioned on the way out last time, it's 152 now, plus 132, 7.5 is a total still. So Strasburg pitched early in the week, guys, but it was 34 pitches, and he said that's basically like a normal session for him on an off day anyways. So there's no extra added. I don't think anything physical is a problem. If anything, he probably has a little bit more confidence now. I think it's going to be a fun pitching matchup. And sometimes, you know, you don't overthink things. I'm going to go with the under in this game. Earlier in the day, they had a 4.5 up for the first five innings. But FanDuel usually does that and then pulls it and makes it a 3.5. So what do they have here? Total runs. Still 4.5, minus 154. Babano, what do you think of the Dodgers in a Nationals game?
There's a lot of reasons at this price to want to like the Nationals, and because they pit lefties well. We don't know. Clayton Kershaw has had a tough postseason track record. There's no question about that. I still think the Dodgers are the better team, though. I really do. Their bullpen is way better than the Nationals, and you can't discount that. That even if this game's a stalemate between Strasburg and Kershaw in the early going, there's a definitive edge to the Dodgers in terms of their bullpen. And a lot of things that I was reading about the Dodgers before this season, Roberts the manager, Bellinger, Muncy, Peterson, all of these guys on this team saying we're focused, we have work to do, we have business to take care of. And the way they played last night looked like a team that was taking their words and putting it into action on the field. I'm not stepping in front of the Dodgers. I get it. There's some matchup things that maybe favor the Nationals, but this looks like a team on a mission right now, and I like the way they beat up on Washington last night. I know Kershaw postseason struggles. I get it, but he's still a great pitcher. There's going to be a time I think he puts it together and does well. Maybe this is tonight, but I would go Dodgers or nothing. I don't lay this kind of price with them in the postseason, but yeah, I don't want Washington now tonight.
We talked about the numbers earlier today. Kershaw struggles more. He struggled more in the World Series than he does in this divisional round. He's 5-3, Cam, in a divisional round. What do you think of the Dodgers and the Nats tonight? I know you like to bet underdogs if you can. Have you talked yourself into the Nationals tonight?
I haven't pulled the trigger yet, Gabe, but I think I will. I believe in Strasburg. I still think the Nationals have the bats to get to Kershaw. It's a very good price. We're going to see how Minnesota, I'm locked and loaded. We already talked about the Twins plus 1.5 and money line. That goes well. I'll definitely throw a few extra ducats on Washington, but I'm leaning Washington that way. Now, you guys make great points. The Dodgers are favored for a reason. They got an ace on the hill. Babano's right. They got a better pen, but I just believe when you're going pitcher versus pitcher with that price, if they can get to Kershaw, even with that bullpen, they can get things done. So I think Washington offers up a lot of value tonight, guys.
So.
Yeah, I bet it one way. I want nothing to do with either of these bullpens. So I'm on Strasburg first five. If Washington can't get to Kershaw in the first five innings to get a couple of runs finally on the board, then it's stick a fork in them. I don't know what to tell you. This is the game that they are going to have to produce. They hit 285 against Southpaws. They've actually, I believe, went 13-3 against the last 16 Southpaws they faced. Starting game. So given Kershaw's history, given the fact that they love hitting against lefties, I'll take my luck with Strasburg in the first five, man. Give it to me at plus 120.
Joe is bang on with that in terms of Washington against lefties. They're a better lineup against lefties. They have been all season. Their runs per game, their batting average, their OPS, all of those numbers go up when they're facing lefty pitching. I would be, if you like Washington in this game, take them first five, I think, instead of full game because their bullpen, you want to see yep. Dr. Doolittle trotting out there in the ninth inning with a lead? I sure as hell don't. That guy is just not a guy I trust. Yeah, take the first five inning line. It's a little safer option if you like Washington.
Who, Obi-Wan Kenobi Doolittle. The guys are busting out Star Wars lightsabers the other day. Like, chill out, guys. You want a wild card
game.
It's
a nightmare.
So,
it's true.
All right, let's get into the football tonight. Babano, I'll start with you on this one. UCF in Cincinnati. The Bearcats host UCF. Remember, UCF lost at Pitt on the road. It's not the same UCF team. You're not going to go undefeated every year. Now another thing is, now there's a target on your back when you're UCF. When you go to a stadium, people know who you are. You guys are running around telling people you're national champions. You know, so people get fired up for it. 3.5-point favorites on the road. Total sits at 62.5. What do you think, Babano?
What I think is Cincinnati can beat the UCF tonight because Pitt did. You know, I think Cincinnati's better, especially defensively, than Pitt. And I think I'll trust Desmond Ridder a little bit more at the quarterback spot than Kenny Pickett. By the way, I like Duke tomorrow against Pitt. Duke is just a team that I think is phenomenal, just outstanding. Pickett's not at 100%. I think Duke beats Pitt tomorrow and covers that number. But in this game, I think Cincinnati, you know, they've got the defense, I think, to maybe keep UCF under wraps a little bit. The problem is I was hoping for a better number. Look, you could have gotten Pitt double-digit underdog. You can only get 3.5 here with Cincinnati. Cincinnati. That's the concern here in this game. For me, it's Cincinnati as a dog or nothing. This is a home run spot for them. They're hosting UCF at home in a national TV game, and they have the defense, I think, to contain this team a little bit. I just don't think the number was as good as I wanted, but if I had to play it, I would look to Cincy.
Joe, what are you betting this game tonight?
You know, the key for UCF here is going to be what do they do with the Bearcats in passing downs. Desmond Ridder, as Vabano said, he was there last year, kind of got beat up a little bit. He's improved a little bit this year, completing 64% of his passes. But I've said it all year long. I think the UCF defense has never been given enough credit. They got a lot of guys returning from last year that were part of that squad that chased Ridder around all over the place. This is a tough game. I tend to actually lean towards the total in this game more than I do a side. I do think Cincinnati's defense will show up, and betting a UCF under is good luck. I think that's the play here tonight.
Joe going contrarian. Cameron Stewart, what do you think about this game?
I'm with Ranieri. That total's too high. I like the dog to the under in this game. I think Cincinnati will show up. 62.5 is a hell of a lot of points. I know we'll get to the final game too, but I gotta take the Bearcats as a home dog, Morenci. But people just assume, hey, you know, UCF Cincinnati will get to 63. I'm not sure about that. I think Cincinnati's defense can keep UCF in check at home. It'll get very difficult for them, but I lean to the Bearcats at +3.5, +150 on the money line as well. The next game's interesting too. We'll see what's happening. All of a sudden, Gabe, San Jose State, these guys are covering machines all of a sudden. Backdoor galore.
Good point. Yeah, now they're 6.5-point favorites, yeah. Though. Yeah, you know, guys, yeah. I'm going to go Pauly Public on this one. I think there's going to be points tonight. It's low enough. I tell you, I think the total should have been like 64.5, 65.5. I think we get, it just gets there. 34-31 type of football game. Look, Babano, you remember the Pittsburgh game? What was the final score of that game? 31-30. It was 31-30. I know I had UCF. I took UCF on the money line, guys, like +650 when they were down on in-game live at the book. I came home and only to get crushed in the last second. disappointing. I saw the end. Yeah, exactly. You got to take a shot sometimes. But I think there's going to be some points. Listen, as Babano mentioned, it's not like Pittsburgh's offense is potent. And they got into the 30s against this team. I don't like UCF. I think the target's on their back. They're not quite as talented as they have been in past years. There's a revolving door at the quarterback position, although I do like Gabriel. He's all right. But to me, I'm not a fan, Cam, of these warm weather teams going into the Midwest. You got a Florida team. These kids from Florida aren't used. Like, this is the only time in their life they're ever going to be in Cincinnati. And that stadium, man, Nippert Stadium, they're nut jobs. It's like next to the state of Florida. No one's crazier than people in Ohio. They're going to be fired up tonight. The Bearcats, great coach, getting points. I'm going to go Bearcats +3.5 and the over in this football game. So, Babano, San Jose State Spartans, Cam called it. He said it, man. They went into Arkansas, shocked the world. That was their first win ever, Babano, against a Power 5 team.
Yeah, absolutely it was. I'll tell you right now, in this game, there's nothing anybody can say to me that would want me to get back New Mexico in this game. You know, you've had Bob Davey off the field with the issues. You've had the defense has been an absolute sieve. The offense really hasn't been all that great so far this season. San Jose has a quarterback in Josh Love. I mean, this is a guy that can throw the football, can spin it. They've got a good passing attack. And what's funny from a totals perspective, I'm on the over in this game. I do lean San Jose State, but come on, guys. This is San Jose State laying 6.5, 7 points. They've never laid this kind of wood in ages, in eons. So I've got a little bit of trepidation trying to trust them in this kind of point spread role. But I do think we'll see points tonight. San Jose's pass offense can shred New Mexico's pass defense because their pass defense, the Lobos, is not good. But on the flip side, New Mexico is a balanced offense. San Jose State's defense is far from a shutdown group. This total has been hit up for a reason. We'll see points galore, I think, tonight in this game.
Joe, do you have the heart to lay it down on the San Jose State Spartans, or you're going to get in the back seat and ride patrol with Sheriff Lobo tonight? Lobo!
Oh, God. God forbid. No, here's what you got here. You've got two teams that are offensively average across the board, and you've got two teams with horrific defenses that give up, you know, 40-some-odd points a game. And, this number could go to 85. I don't think it would be enough to ever consider betting the under. But I did. I went one crazier. I went ahead and 6-point teased it and took New Mexico getting 12.5 in the over 60. Nice. How's that?
All right, this is going to end real well. You know, I'm going to get a piece of
teaser, babe.
I'm going to get a piece of Central Cincinnati plus the points and the over in this game. But when you consider we got baseball and we've got NHL hockey as well, we don't
Gabe,
game.
I got to jump in there. Winnipeg, New Jersey, over 6.5. You bet this thing. You absolutely bet it. This Winnipeg team is just a decimated team defensively. No Bufflin, no Trouba, no Myers. Trouba and Myers went to another team.
I got
Bufflin thinking about retirement. And the Devils can score. El Diablo can. They can score this year with all the offense they've got. The Jets are a mess defensively, but they've still got the offense. That game's got to hit 7 or more goals. I like the over there.
Bano, thanks, Bano. You have one NFL pick on the way out?
NFL pick. Dog that nobody wants, Denver. Denver plus the points. Chargers are mangled with injury. I don't trust them to cover as a home favorite at home. Denver is a shocker this weekend.
You got it. All right, more Game Time Decisions next on the grids.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
It is the Friday edition of Game Time Decisions on the Grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri, Cam Stewart, Gabe Morenci joining us on location in Secaucus, New Jersey. Guys, is this, am I reading this correct? The Vegas Golden Knights, San Jose Sharks, didn't they just play like a couple nights ago? What is it, a home and home?
They did. Yep, home and home. Vegas won the first game, Joe, so still Patrick Kane suspended for San Jose. This could be bad news for the San Jose Sharks. These teams hate each other too, right? So, I might go right back to
price,
the well
no?
with Vegas in this game. Yeah, I think Vegas is clearly
price, too,
better
right?
than San Jose. Oh, 25 cents.
Yep.
Yes, I would have made this line. At my sports book, I would have made Vegas 145 on the road, maybe 150. So, but people still believe in the Sharks. I don't. But Bano's right about that game. New Jersey, with all their new players in the opener, the Jets had four defensemen missing. They got a backup goalie going tonight. Mm. I like the Devils to win that game at 45 cents. That looks pretty good, guys. But and he's right about the over at 6.5. But I could see New Jersey winning like a 5-3 type of hockey game tonight.
What about your Leafs tonight against Columbus? What do you think of that game?
I want to take them, Gabe, and I probably will. I just worry about they didn't play their best hockey and still beat Ottawa in the opener. I just hope they don't come out flat. Columbus is going to be bad this year, but it is their home opener. But I lean Toronto in that game. And Washington Islanders, very tough game. Probably go with Kurtz's Islanders there, but it's not going to be easy. Washington had a nice win in the opener, Gabe. We talked about in the ceremony game. St. Louis gets the ring and the banner, and Washington gets the win in overtime. Slight lean to the Islanders as 20-cent favorites.
Yeah, kind of a tough spot, though, for the Capitals after playing in an intense opener like that. St. Louis now on the island in New York this evening. And for shame that we didn't bring this game up with a battle, guys. Dartmouth and Pennsylvania. Dartmouth have been kicking the crap out of teams this year. Little Ivy League football.
It's always good. Women are hotter than you think, too, there. I will say that. Start breaking down Dark Myth women coming up here.
We'll do that.
Hour two, Dark Myth women here. Game Time Decisions on the Grid. SportsGrid.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game Time Decisions.
Here we go, loaded in this final hour. Game Time Decisions on the Grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri, joined by Cam Stewart, and of course, via Secaucus, New Jersey, joining us on the phone, on location, as he actually sells his futon, but Gabe Morency on the phone, too, as we try to make some money here, try and break it down for us here, guys. And you know, Gabe, like you said, there's so much going on here tonight, man. What's your favorite game on the card? Are you looking college? Are you looking NHL? Where you keep looking?
He gone?
I think he gone there. Well, where are you looking, Cam? Maybe you like the baseball better?
He's using that full mattress bed.
I was going to say that futon doesn't stand a chance. That thing's going on Craigslist in an hour.
Futon, you gone? I got form fitting. I got a new mattress from Discount Bops. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, Joe. Even though the baseball games are going to be a lot more exciting, and that's what I'm going to be watching tonight. It's one of those nights. It's my girlfriend was over for a couple days. She's going home for the weekend and coming back. It's perfect. I'm just going to go, you know, have a couple cold ones, watch the baseball playoffs, flick to the hockey, go to the college sports. But I really like that New Jersey Devils game. I think the home opener, improved team, that looks good. I could really see them scoring goals. You brought up a great point. Even though in San Jose, Vegas is still a better team, I expect them to win. That's another game. So those are the games. Like, sometimes, even though the other sports are more lucrative, in baseball we have playoffs and stuff,
right,
you got to go with what's working. And right now the ice has been hot. So I'm going to stay on the ice for my big bets. Baseball's tough tonight. You know, even though we're on Minnesota, yep, you can make a case for both teams, right? Yankees are great. They're favored.
Yep.
And he'll tell you, and Gabe knows, Kershaw and the Dodgers against Scherzer, hell, that could go either way, too. So I'm just going to try to find an edge on the ice. I really think the Devils are going to be my big play tonight.
I'm looking at the Dodger game, Joe. And, yeah, we're on location. Bob's Discount Furniture. All kidding aside, you know, I'm looking forward to tonight's games as a fan. You know, more so than anything. Mm. I'm going to be sprinkling on these games, but you get into these playoff games, there's no room for error. You know, the college football game, as crazy as it sounds, from a betting perspective, the two bets I'm looking most forward to here, I think we can cash with the Dodgers and the Nationals under the number. And I think we've got a really live dog, man, with the Minnesota Twins tonight. I really think the Twins are a live dog. And let's take a look at the Twins in the first five innings as well, see what kind of number we can get.
Do that. Perfect. We'll do that coming up here as we get you ready for the Friday action. It is Game Time Decisions. SportsGrid.com. Picks.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
watching this this Atlanta and Cards game, and I can tell you guys, I'm just shocked. Atlanta and the Cards, neither one of them has really hit the ball on the numbers. These two guys, Foley and Flaherty, are doing an amazing job of missing the barrels of the bat, and I think maybe that's the most impressive thing, Gabe, that we have seen in Cam all the playoff longs here, is these abilities of these pitchers. We bitch and moan about, oh, it's ridiculous, the juice ball. I'm amazed at the job the pitchers are doing, missing the barrel of the bats in these games in the playoffs. I don't think enough credit can be given to the job they're doing after a 162-game season, Gabe.
Yeah, it's a good point, Joe. And, you know, you look at a lot, you really haven't seen any hard hit balls. You're right. There's just a lot of routine fly balls, just a lot of pop flies, both pitchers just cruising through. This is a must-win situation for the Atlanta Braves, and yep. This is precarious right now because, Joe, as you stated, eventually somebody's going to get a barrel on a ball, and you know, if you're the Braves, you better hope it's not the Cardinals. Yep. I'll tell you that much. Yep. 1-0 lead, Cam. This is some thin ice the Braves are on right now.
And you saw what happened the last time. The pitchers were great in the first round. The Cardinals were brutal. Didn't Martinez at the end of the game, he almost pissed away a huge lead. Once the bullpen took control of the game, it went off the rails. The starting pitching wasn't even that bad. Mm. Things just really got stupid. So you're right. The one-run lead, you know, once these bullpens get into effect, Folty and Flaherty, as Joe said, have done a masterful job. But I worry about whoever takes the ball next because these teams really went wild on the bullpens the last time.
Yeah.
The stress job continues. Yes. Although I'm pretty chill. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Let me know what we have in the account if you can, Cam. I'm not really even sure. I know we've got this play pending. I know we have this pending right now. But, yeah, it's coming together here right now. Man, that hockey total is 6.5, though, guys, in that Devil game.
I know.
You know, I'd really like to. We got to get out to a Devil game, man. It's right down the street in Newark, where the Devils play. Nice arena, Prudential, the Prudential Center. And we saw the Jets and the Rangers play. And I think Winnipeg, Cam, as you mentioned, these guys, they're in for a big dip right now. And I think things are worse than people even realize with this team.
Oh, I know they are.
Tough play back-to-back like this. Last night, the Rangers. Now they got to deal with a Devil team. Mm-hmm. A Devil's team is better than the Rangers. And another season opener. So another hyped-up team, another hyped-up crowd. I think it's a fair price. I'll lay the 45 cents with the Diablos.
I love it. It's probably my favorite.
What about Pittsburgh, guys?
I'm going to go one farther.
I know they're taking on the Islanders tonight.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
What, I mean, is Pittsburgh that bad? Is Buffalo that good? Or what? Where Pittsburgh, am I going with that?
You know what it was? Buffalo, this is the thing. Pittsburgh has a lot of veteran players, and they're a better team than Buffalo. Mm. They just weren't ready to play. Buffalo has a lot of young guys. They wanted to get off on the right foot, and it's hockey's one of those sports, and Gabe will tell you, you can't sit on your ass. You can't dick around game one. Or those young players who come up from the American Hockey League are going to punch you in the teeth, and these guys want to eat filet mignon. They're sick and tired of eating ramen noodles. They want to stick with the team. They want to do good things. So these young guys who you make the team from the American Hockey League, they want to have a good year, sign big deals, make more money. Pittsburgh's got a lot of players that are long on the tooth. And to Gabe's earlier point, Gabe, I'm going to take it one further. I don't think the Winnipeg Jets make the playoffs this year. How's that? I've made that bet before.
Wow.
They're too far. It doesn't matter about their offense. They have four key defensemen that are gone. Bufflin, still, he might retire from the game. There's a lot of problems with Winnipeg. And the only way they're going to do well is if Connor Hellebuck stands on his head and they score 5 or 6 goals every night. You can't do it all year, even though Shifley, Wheeler, and Lane are good players. The defense and the back end are too weak. And I love the Devils tonight, Morenci, and their home opener too with all those new players. Sign me up.
Yeah, we'll be on the Devils. See, when you get a chance, Cam, log in and let me know what we have rocking. Haven't gotten to the National Football League yet. Me and Joe went over the games quickly this morning. Still a lot of injury injury unknown, specifically with the Buffalo Bills. So as far as this game is concerned, though, guys, the total's 38.5 right now. These two teams played last year, and the total was 38.5. It was the exact same number as it is this week. And if you recall what the final score was last year, 13-12. The Buffalo Bills won 13-12. They also played in 2015. Final score, 14-13. It's an incredibly low number here, but you guys saw it with your own eyes. The Buffalo Bill defense is as elite as it gets. They held Tom Brady to 46% completion rate, 150 yards passing. Nobody does that to Tom Brady. The Bills defense is can stop anybody. They're as good as it gets. Marcus Mariota has a tendency to regress after he plays well, too. He played well last week after he played terrible at Jacksonville. Now the expectations will be better for him, and he'll underperform. I don't want to overthink this game. The total's 38.5, and I don't really care. You know, you can debate whether you want to take the Bills with or without Josh Allen, or maybe you think they're just as fine with Matt Barkley, but I don't really think it matters that much to affect the total of this football game. And Buffalo's 4-0 to the under on the season, and they really haven't flirted with an over all that much. The Giant game was as close as it came, and that, you know, the Giants scored on the first drive right away, and there were some early points, and then it slowed down the rest of the way. The Bills are 4-0 to the under on the season. The Titans are 3-1 to the under, and, you know, they both give up the exact same amount of points, 15.8 points per game. I know it's a low number, Joe, but I'm going to be pulling the trigger on the under. Sometimes there's no need to overthink things. Like I said, Bills 4-0 to the under, Titans 3-1 to the under. They both only give up 15.8 points per game. It was 13-12 last year when they played. Give me the under in this game.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm with you. And I also used Buffalo in just about every six-point teaser I put together. I used them with the Cardinals. I used them with the Falcons. I love the matchup. I love the fact that I think that defense of Buffalo is going to give Marcus Mariota fits. I think they got... they're Jekyll and Hyde. They have been since last year. They're due for a, you know, here we go again. They look good last week against a dumpster fire of a team in Atlanta, but this is a different animal, a different defense coming in, and Buffalo and the way they're coached, we've all seen it, guys. The other guys around them are going to raise their game, and the defense needs to step up. I have no doubt that they will, so I'll take the under, and I'll take them in just about every six-point teaser I'm putting on the board.
Cam, I'll tell you one thing about the Buffalo Bills. Both the Patriots and the Bills both kill it after they play each other because it's easier for both of them, right? Like the last year, Tom Brady, it was the same thing. You remember, you and I had money on a game. You remember the game? The Bills terrorized Tom Brady. They ended up losing 25-6 or whatever. They were covering all night. They ended up not covering. The following game, Tom Brady threw for four touchdowns and like 250-plus yards, four touchdowns in the first half type thing against the New York Jets. I expect Brady to terrorize the Washington Redskins. Same thing. Like the Patriots will be winning like 28-0 in the second quarter or so. But the Buffalo Bills, Cam, 4-1 against the spread the last 5 years, the week after they play the Patriots, which makes sense because they always play well against the Patriots, but they always lose. So they're frustrated. They're angry. They take it out on the team the following week. And it's easier for the Bills the following week because they're not playing the Patriots. And it's almost to the point now, I think, Cam, where the Bills can kind of beat anybody except sort of like the Patriots, the Chiefs. You know, I'm not saying they're like the top of the top tier elite teams, but it's kind of been shown now. The Bills can stop anybody. Their offense is still mediocre, but they can play with anybody in the NFL now for the most part. You know, I'm not saying it would beat the Chiefs in a playoff game or anything like that, but life will be a lot easier against the Titans. Like, and the Titans' O-line sucks. Like, they're really going to give Marcus Mariota some problems on Sunday.
And Barkley's got a week of practice under him now, too.
Exactly. And if it wasn't for the special teams, they would have beat the Patriots. And Allen played his worst game probably as a pro. As for the other game, Colt McCoy getting the start for Washington. Yeah, I don't know, man. New England, yeah, they can. I like the over. I think think New England might score 35-42 themselves.
Does Gruden get fired on Monday? That's the big question.
Yes. Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
In the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Here's how it works. One, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Two, make a deposit. And three, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus up to $500. This offer is eligible for all users, plus new users will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Thank you very much, the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, I am Renzi. Joe Ranieri stepping up and in. Joe Ranieri's like the Mark Gubiza of Sports Grid. Putting in the innings. I do appreciate it. Putting in the innings.
Damn.
Complete game show.
I used to love Mark Gubiza.
Damn.
Great pitcher. Yeah,
remember him? Gubiza. I was thinking more Dave Steve, but okay, I'm good.
No. Ooh, oh, Dave Steve. Yeah, yeah, but Gubiza. Either one's a compliment. Either one's a compliment. You know, Mark Gubiza had like 14 complete games in a year or something. Like,
amazing.
That dude, that guy went deep like all the time. Really nice guy, too. He does the Angels games. Really, really nice guy. Like, we should get him on, actually. He's like, he's very cool. Man, both teams playing defense. Still 1-0 right now. No. We're going into the bottom of the seventh inning for the Atlanta Braves. So we're talking some NFL football. It is Football Friday right now, Cam. We were going to a break. I laid out the case for this game to go under the number with the Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans. What do you make of this game with the Bills and Titans this week?
I like the Bills in the spot. I really like what Joe had to say, too. This is one of the game. If you add the teaser to plus 10, I really, really like it. But the Bills can win. Plus 140 on the money line. I like it. I don't trust Tennessee. I don't trust Marcus Mariota. Sure, you beat the Atlanta Falcons. Big deal. Atlanta's been one of the biggest disappointments in football. They've been horrible this year. So we'll see what happens with Allen and the concussion protocol. It's going to be interesting, too. Say Allen doesn't play and Barkley starts and that line goes up to maybe 4.5, 5. I'll still probably take the Buffalo Bills. You know, Barkley made one nice throw when he came off the bench. It wasn't his fault in that game. He came in late and cold, and the Patriots have a pretty good defense, too. So, yeah, I lean Buffalo in that game. And that other game you guys are talking about, Colt McCoy might be an upgrade from these guys, but the Patriots are you know, minus 15. Gabe, you talked about them being great after playing Buffalo. Washington's a 15-point home dog, and you can't even – I don't even know if I can consider them how bad they are. Like, this is a mess right now. This story broke basically today. Gruden admitting him and his staff, they didn't want Haskins. Haskins kind of got the vibe that, you know, these guys don't really want me to be the starting quarterback. McCoy, the third stringer, is in. They don't trust Keenum. And Joe said it. Gruden's done. Like, you know, he's going to be fired. They get smoked in this game at home. Snyder's just going to say, see ya. And they basically sold. You know, Snyder, as the owner of the team, was the only guy who wanted Haskins. So there's a disconnect between management, coaches, players, everything. This Washington Redskins season, you just flush it down the toilet.
Yeah, you know, and Gruden just doesn't get it. And I don't know why he continuously throws Haskins under the bus like this. Hey, Gruden, it's part of being a coach in the NFL. Sometimes you have to bite the bullet, right? Just that sometimes if you're a host, you gotta deal with people that are working the board for the first time. Like, sometimes it is what it is. But, like, you know, his latest comment about, I don't give a damn where he was drafted. You know, he has to earn this. You know, like, really? What have you earned as the head coach, Jay? You know, what have you earned?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, he talks as if though he's like a, you know, he's the know-all and be-all of quarterbacks and of football players. And, you know, I think he's a decent play caller, but his ego's out of control right now. And whether you like Dwayne Haskins or not, the fact of the matter is, it's not your team. You don't own the team.
Exactly.
You know, Daniel Snyder owns the team. You don't get to choose who the quarterback is. You coach who they give you. And secondly, it's been freaking proven that Case Keenum and Colt McCoy both blow, all right? You know, it's not like, oh, you know, we got a good thing. You know, you're not benching Tom Brady for Dwayne Haskins here, guys. You know, you're sitting down Case Keenum and Colt McCoy for Dwayne Haskins. Big difference, Joe.
Yeah, yeah, it's a huge difference. I really think he's at the point, guys, and you tell me if I'm crazy here, but I don't think he gives a crap at all. I think he's trying to get fired over there.
That's why you make the comment like that. You're basically saying, Snyder, fire me. Yeah. We lose by the Patriots.
You know, Cam, Snyder.
This week. We're done.
I bet you right now Snyder's eating a steak. He's drinking red wine and, like, you know, some politicians and lobbyists in Georgetown, D.C. district. Yep. And he's probably thinking, he's like, this son of a bitch Gruden's undermining me and my pick and our first round quarterback, the guy that I want to face in my franchise. Now it's not a matter, Joe, of when or if. It's a matter of how. How is Snyder going to get you now? Yeah. Because Snyder's not going to take this, Cam. Like, Snyder will get him in some weird way. And, like, oh, yeah, I'm not paying you because you said something conduct detrimental to the team publicly. Like, he's going to hit him with some weird angle. You know what I mean? Like, it won't just be a normal firing. I'm calling it now. This is going to end up in lawsuits, Joe. It's going to be one of these weird deals where Snyder's going to try to screw Gruden on the way out now.
Yeah. And listen, we all know he's got a job waiting for him in Oakland, guys. I mean, who are we kidding? Yeah,
exactly.
Right? He could be fired tomorrow.
He knows it, too.
He's a consultant in Oakland tomorrow. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
He knows it. He'll be the new offensive coordinator there. He'll be the new assistant coach, right? Head assistant coach.
If we were trying to bet who was the first coach getting fired, like, we don't even get odds on this thing now. It's a stone-cold lock. Like,
No.
You got the Patriots wrong. No. Who?
I'll tell you what.
Who other than Gruden? Who?
I'll tell you what.
Who?
If the Falcons get humiliated on Sunday by the Houston Texans, Quinn could get fired Sunday night.
You think Quinn will go first?
Wow.
I think it's a possibility. I think that Arthur Blank's going to say, I'm paying Devontae Freeman, I'm paying Matt Ryan, I'm paying Julio Jones, I'm paying, you know, all these guys on defense, and what the hell am I getting out of this? You know, we were 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and, you know, all I heard is how we were going to rise up, quote, rise up in the next year. They ain't rising anywhere. You know what I mean? It seems like, you know, Quinn... the message is old, Cam. Like, what can he say different to this team? Like, how can they prepare differently?
Right.
You know, Matt Ryan's a problem, guys. The ball doesn't have any zip. He's almost regressing. Turning into Eli Manning. I hate to say it. Cam. Like, he's a better Eli Manning or a Dalton now. Like, he's not a superstar, right? He never was. He was really good. He was in a great system. They hit it out of the park with Shanahan calling the shots. Now you see he's sort of back to being Matt Ryan. He's a better-than-average quarterback. He's good. He's not great. And he's getting old. And psychologically, I think he's lost his confidence deep inside. He's got no zip on the ball, Cam.
Yes, he does. He's got no zip on the ball. When you look at the Atlanta Falcons inside the 20, it's a train wreck. And it's not just this year.
You're right.
Go back to the playoffs.
You can't throw it in tight spaces.
In Philadelphia, they freak out. Oh, my God. Like, they've had first and goals from the two-yard line. Back, miss. Go to Julio Jones. Double clutch. Like, take a look at the Falcons in key games when they needed to score inside the red zone. They never got it done. And you said it, Morency. His ball, it's topping out. Like, he doesn't have a fastball anymore. He has no confidence. Yeah, Matt Ryan's a guy, like, it's just, you're watching the guy, like, really, really deteriorate quickly than people thought. The Falcons are a play-against team. They're not that good.
Yes, but
he leads the
with all that being
in
stated,
pass
Joe,
attempts.
Yeah,
he leads
that's the problem.
In pass
they don't run
attempts.
The ball, you're right.
Like, they can't run the ball. Yeah. They can't. They're setting him up for failure is what they're doing.
And it almost looked like he's got dead arm from throwing it so much.
He's getting worse.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's almost like he's got a dead arm. Oh. It really is. Yep. And I'm not kidding. Carson Palmer had that problem. And he got better after it. It was Bruce Arians that saved him. Bruce Arians asked him once, like, Carson hit a wall late in the season. And Arians asked him, he said, what do you do in the offseason anyways? And Palmer was known as kind of a workout fiend. Palmer told him, I throw 500 footballs a day, every day. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah. He goes, I throw footballs every day in the offseason. He's like, not anymore, you don't. And he said, I don't want you throwing a football for 2 months. And Palmer's like, what? What do you mean? And he's like, I'm dead serious, Carson. I don't want you throwing a football for 2 months. He goes, take the time off, work out. He goes, don't even think about throwing a football. Like, don't even picture it. He goes, I don't want you throwing a football at all. That was the year the Cardinals went to the NFC Conference Championship game. Palmer came back. His arm was fresh, had zip on it. And, I'm telling you, dead arm is real, guys. Like, Joe, it's like baseball. You know, throwing a football is a violent act as well, dude. You know, how many times is freaking Matt Ryan throwing the ball? Like you said, he's throwing it 50 times a damn game. You throw into practices and everything. It's ridiculous. The guy's probably throwing a football like 175,000 times in his life now.
Yep. You can't run the ball in the NFL, and that's and same situation here with LA. Like, they have to figure out the Rams a way to run the damn ball. You made them throw 49 times again last night in that game. It's like you're not going to advance and play the better teams if he's got to throw the ball 50 times.
That was on McVay last night.
They have to run.
Yep.
I was lucky to hit that block.
I agree.
Because Todd Gurley was effective, and they stopped giving him the damn ball for some reason. Like, they just stopped running it.
15 carries.
Cam, I hit the block.
Why only 15?
Yeah, I was screwed. I'm like, oh, God, he's got 51 yards on 9 carries. And then they just stopped giving it to him. And he wasn't hurt because he was there.
Rams. Yep, I agree, Gabe. And you and Joe Brandt, like, these are fantastic points. Like, look at the Rams now. This is a team that held the Patriots off the board in the Super Bowl, if not for a big play to Gronk. What the hell happened to that defense, too? Like, I know Russell Wilson had a good game. Tampa Bay shredding you. Seattle shredding you. Every week, teams are shredding you. It's like, what? They talk about Aaron Donald. Well, it doesn't matter, man. Like, the Rams guys, they have a lot of problems with that team. Everyone wanted to anoint McVay this genius. Well, there's a lot of problems with that football team, guys. Major issues.
The secondary is atrocious. Absolutely atrocious, that secondary there. Yep. All right, some final plays coming up here. Game Time Decisions Friday edition on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Still 1-0 Atlanta here in a battle at bottom of the seventh inning. This is just this is fun. This is playoff baseball, unless of course you have the over, in which case this sucks. This sucks really bad. Welcome into Game Time Decisions. I'm Joe Ranieri, Cam Stewart, and of course Gabe Morency joining us via the telephone on location in Secaucus, New Jersey. And, yeah, it's all fun and games in a 1-0 game, Gabe, until you have the over.
Yeah, yeah, and it's all fun and games when it's 1-0 until the other team ties the game, and hopefully that doesn't happen. You just sort of get that feeling. So you're always on the edge of disaster. At least the Braves are batting right now. I'd like to get this parlay home, Cam. You know, we lost the Glasnow prop by a freaking half a strikeout, of course. Gets taken out right after five.
Yes.
And but, hey, we played two plays, and one of them is plus 184. So we'll take it. We'll take the profit, and we'll move on. I see that hockey game. El Diablo. The Devils are at 7:05. Devils are at 7:05, so we'll have to get that pick. Let me know what I got, Cam, when you get a chance. How much do I have in the account?
I'll do it right now. Yeah. I just claimed $20 for you. You have a loyalty bonus. Thank you for being a customer. So $201.67. Send me an email, and we'll start inputting.
All right, so tonight. I got
my buddy just texted me too, so he wants to come by and have a couple cold ones. So time to get inputting.
Yeah, so I got 201 pending. Plus what I have pending. I got the parlay pending, too, so that's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. That'll be, that's big. If that parlay wins, it changes everything to, that's 135, so it'll be 300 and change, and then you can start having some fun. That is gone.
Insurance.
Gone.
Yes.
Discount double check. State Farm, Adam Duval.
Hit in Cincinnati. He hits home runs or something.
Two-run home run. Home
run this time.
There was the insurance we were talking about, guys. Now the Braves can breathe a little easier. Now they're pitchers on the hill. They can pick their, you know, Joe, you know. Now pitch selection becomes different. Big difference between a 1 and a 3-run lead.
Yeah, big time. And that's what happens when you don't trust your bullpen in the 7th damn inning when he's over 100 pitches. That's what you get.
Yeah, and what are you doing in a 5-game series? You're going to need this guy again, maybe. and you're rolling out 100 pitches. Good point.
Awesome. Yep. Oh, they're the back end of their bullpen.
Yeah, I know. Like that was big. Yeah. That was big. Braves. We got a series now, just like that. We got a series. Yeah, although the game's not over yet. The game's not over. Here's Acuna. We'll see if he runs. All right, we'll see what happens. Acuna's up now. All right, so other football games. Look, the Giants and the Vikings is an interesting one. I'm going with the over in that game. I'm going with the over. I'm going to probably bet on the Giants, but I won't tell people to. You know what I mean? It'll be a personal little play. Maybe the Giants on a teaser, plus 12.5 type thing. I just don't trust Kirk Cousins laying 5.5, but my inner voice tells me that this is a bad spot for the Giants. The Vikings are pissed off. It's an opponent that Kirk Cousins can throw the ball on. Yet, Stephon Diggs, man, like, Diggs isn't talking to anybody. It's not like he's happy. Like, Diggs wants out. I don't know what was said to him, but something happened. It's more than just this Kirk Cousins stuff. I think, I don't know, like, what happened. I'm not there, but I get the feeling there's no turning back because Diggs was freaking pissed when he returned the other day. And he's normally a nice guy.
He was.
Like, something switched with this guy. Hopefully he doesn't turn into Antonio Brown. But I don't know. They're frustrated with Cousins. And the Giants still have some talent on defense, Joe. I mean, Jabril Peppers can still ball. You know, they have played better. Danny Dimes is special, guys. I'm telling you, there's something special about this kid that even if they lose the Giants, I think Dimes plays well. I got the over 43.5, and I want to take the 5.5, Joe. I really do.
Yep. Well, you know I did because, number one, I believe that Diggs and the morale in that locker room, which definitely means something, I think it's a mess. I think they are maybe going down 14-3 from imploding on the field, on the road. If they were home, it would be a different story. They're a different team at home. But being on the road, you've got two teams going in two different directions. You got everything is puppy dogs and rainbows with the Giants, and they want to kill each other in the other side. And they're not going to rally around their quarterback if they go down early in this game. I think it's got disaster written all
That's
over
true.
It. I'll take the 5 points with Danny Dimes at home. I think it's only going to get worse.
Week, guys. I'm looking at this board, though, and last week, other than Denver, like, it was a fantastic week, guys, but look at this board. It's giving me a headache. These games are tough, like the big spread games. Like, there's nothing that says lock here. Like, you can't tell me you look at a game and go, no. I think this is the hardest week of the year. Like, I don't know where to go with these games. It's very, do you guys have, like, a favorite game?
I agree.
Like, I'm looking.
I think it is the trickiest.
It's hard.
Doesn't mean you won't do well, though, Cab. I mean, how many times have you loved a board and you didn't do well, right? So we'll see how it turns out. But I totally agree. I'm in the circuit contest, and I'm having a hard time coming up with five. Like, I did six best bets for FanDuel today. They won six. And I had to put a bunch of totals in just because the sides are so difficult this week. But ultimately, yes, I come down to Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears going to London. Yep. Listen, guys, the Raiders were on the road 2 weeks ago in Minnesota. Then they were on the road in Indianapolis. Now they're on the road in London. They went to London last year. They lost 27-3. Gruden hates traveling. They're not even preparing for the game, man. Gruden, like, really hates flying. He gets sick. He gets, like, vertigo and stuff. He doesn't even want to go. So, it's a play. You know, they got their win last week. They're 3-7 against the spread. Their last 10 away from Oakland. I just don't see them winning back-to-back weeks. And teams that win cover, it's a short price here at 5. Not to mention Khalil Mack's out for revenge, and he's not even hiding it. He wants to smack these guys. Roquan Smith is back. I think it's a low-scoring game. But the Bears win and cover. I like the Colts plus the 11 points. And I'm probably going to be, you know, the public's going to be all over the Chiefs on Sunday night. But, you know, people remember the Colts lost to the Raiders, so therefore they must get killed this game. You know, I think Marlon Mack can move the sticks. I know Jacoby Brissett can move the sticks. I know we're probably not going to have T.Y. Hilton. But, look, the Colts score 23.5 points a game. The Chiefs score 33.8 points per game. If it landed on that, I would win because the game would go over the number. Give me 33-24, fine. That's their average. You know, 34-24, fine. That's their average. The total's 56, and the Chiefs are given 11 points. I think the Colts can do enough, Cam. It doesn't take much when you're getting 11 points. And people, as great as Mahomes is, you can move the ball on the Chiefs. And Frank Reich and Brissett will be able to move the ball on these guys. Give me the 11 points in the Sunday nighter.
Am I watching the St. Louis Cardinals pitcher at 115 pitches down 3-9? This guy's still pitching. Flaherty's still pitching.
Wow, Jack Flaherty's still in the game.
What is going on here? Like, he just threw, like, a wide,
saving,
like,
you know, trying
to throw something in the dirt there. This is, like, I'm a firm believer of, like, no pitch counts and stuff, but this is stupid. 116?
So what, if he goes again, like, he's going to be only be able to go about four innings or five innings or something max. Like, his arm's going to fall off now, this guy.
Yep.
Are they saying we're not going to pitch Flaherty again? He's their best pitcher. Yep. He's their best pitcher.
Yep. Wait, he's on pitch 117 right now. Like, are you nuts?
I don't even know why he didn't start game one, to be honest. But anyways. Yeah, I don't have an explanation for this, Cam.
I'm trying to, like, is there some... Okay, he got out of it. Pitch one was 118, end of seven. Like, he's not coming back. Gabe, one game that I looked at, I'm just trying to narrow it down. I think Baltimore is going to be my play this week. I know Pittsburgh looked good on the Monday nighter. Baltimore lost to Cleveland. I think it's a good spot. I know it's 3.5 on the road. I think that's the game that I'm going to attack this week. I still don't believe in Pittsburgh. I know they had a nice second half against Cincinnati. Baltimore is superior, in my opinion, in all facets of the game. I think they can get to Mason Rudolph, and they're going to have a real nasty taste in their mouth after getting absolutely kicked in the face by the Browns. I think Pittsburgh could be in a lot of trouble this week.
I like West Virginia tomorrow in college, guys. I see we're running out. We've only got a couple of minutes
left. I was looking at West Virginia, too.
Plus 11.
Good spot.
Texas play Oklahoma next week, Cam. And this West Virginia team, people thought they were going to suck because they lost Will Grier and they lost Dana Holgorsen. Dana Holgorsen might be the most overrated coach in college football. All right? Just because, you know, you're animated on the sidelines doesn't mean you're a good coach. And this Neil Brown guy joking coach coming over from Troy, I like these guys from the belt. Like, they've had to earn it. You know what I mean? Yep. They and Troy have love always yep, been a bitch it. To play against. Like, big-time teams have always had a hard time with Troy. He's a well-coached team. He's 11-4-2 in his career when getting points. You got Texas. And Texas are sort of soft and fat. You know, they're going to come in here with their little cute uniforms and their busts and stuff and their money in the West Virginia, and they're going to think they're better than these Hicks down there. And they're going to be thinking, oh, we have Oklahoma next week. Meanwhile, if you're West Virginia, this is like your Oklahoma game. You like nothing better than to get a signature win if you're Neil Brown and beat the Texas Longhorns. I just don't think the Longhorns defense is good enough to be laying 11 points on the road, Joe.
No, I'm with you, man. This is exactly the kind of game Tom Herman and the Texas Longhorns either lose or never friggin' cover. This is exactly the spot. Yeah. He'll cover if he's
close
an underdog.
For them.
He'll never in this spot.
Dude, remember last year, Joe, they barely beat Kansas in a game like this.
Exactly.
35-34, exactly. Whatever. You remember, like, they escaped barely, right?
Yep, exactly correct. Unbelievable.
I agree.
Not me.
I think we're all in agreement. You know, three's company. It's a bad spot for Texas. It's a look-ahead game. West Virginia's been pretty gritty. I'm with you. I think it's way too many points. I think if Texas wins, they win by like a field goal to 4-11. I think we're getting a touchdown of value there. Yeah, go Mountaineers. I'm there.
Yep.
All right, so tonight I'm going to go with the New Jersey Devils. I'll lay the 45 cents with the Devils. I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bearcats. Plus the 3.5. I want to take the money line, but UCF games are always close. I've seen them on the road. They always come down to the wire and someone goes for two. It's always like some crazy scenario in their games. What's the money line with Cincinnati? Is it too much to pass? It's plus 150. Yeah. Son of a bitch. Yeah, the total's up to 63.5 now, too. Yeah, all right. Give me the 3.5. I'll take the money line works more in the pros than college. I'm gonna go with Cincinnati plus the 3.5. Man, the total went from 62.5 to 63.5. I'm still gonna bet the over. And baseball, give me the Dodgers, and give me the under 4.5 in the first five and under 7.5 in the game, guys. What do you got, Cam? And I'll send you an email.
New Jersey Devils. Yeah, I like the Devils, minus 140. I'm going to take them in regulation, too, to even money. I like the over 6.5, New Jersey and Winnipeg. I also like the Toronto Maple Leafs. Small play, a little bit of a homer play, but they are better than Columbus at 50 cents. Vegas should be able to get it done on the road down to 15 cents. And Kurtz's Islanders at 120. Baseball action tonight, the Minnesota Twins plus 1.5 and the Minnesota Twins plus 170.
The Twins.
Split up units. Yeah, and I think I'm going to take a shot, guys. Am I going to take a shot with Sheriff Lobo in college football and put an end to this San Jose State madness? My book has 6.5, 7 now. Like, you know, I might take a shot with Sheriff Lobo. The Spartans, the party might be over. What do you got, Ranieri?
I agree with that. I would be Lobo or pass. I like the Twins, too, Joe. I like the Twins. Sorry, guys. I like the Twins in the over, too. Sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Strasburg, first five. They don't win this. It's over. Sticking a fork in them. I'll take them in the first five tonight, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Fun time, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Fun.
I'll see you at the book tomorrow.
Yep. Be good. Way to go, gang.
Thanks, guys.
Be good, guys.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
I think Babano's on the line here. I might take the Minnesota Twins with Berrios tonight. I know a lot of people are going to put the Yankees in parlays and stuff. That's a big price. That's a big price for a good Minnesota team. I'll probably bet Minnesota at plus 175. That's a good line.
I am taking Minnesota. I am. I'm not. You know, listen, I'm in New York, so you figure I'm going to buy in and automatically be a homer. I'm not. I think they're two very evenly. Dude, you me and Joe talked about it. You brought it up, Joe. They won 101 games. You know what I mean? You have a team that won 103 games against a team that won 101 games. They're basically exactly equal, except the Yankees have the pedigree. I'd give the little nod to the bullpen, obviously, to the Yankees. But the Twins hit even more home runs than the Yankees did. They're not intimidated. The other thing, though, we got to bring up, guys, the Yankees seem to own the Twins, though. 13-2 in the last 15 playoff games, and they often play. Another thing is, it's not just, and you can't just say, well, that's past teams. The thing is, the Minnesota Twins, the franchise, guys, they've lost 13 consecutive playoff games as a team. They lost last year, 13 consecutive playoff games. And look, Oakland had lost 8 straight playoff games. And what happened to Oakland the other day? They lost again. So I'm a little worried about that. But I tell you, if we're going to have a chance with the Twins, guys, and we'll see what Babano has to say. If we have a chance, I think tonight's the best chance. With Berrios on the hill, game one, plus 178. Weather's pretty nice here in New York. The ball's going to be flying. You know, to me, guys, I look at this series and a game, tonight specifically. Babano, what's up? I look at this like two high-scoring football teams that don't really play defense, and I'm getting 7 points with one of them. Whoever has the ball last wins, so I take the underdog. That's why I like the Colts plus 11 on Sunday night. And Babano, that's why I like the Minnesota Twins tonight. You guys should see me. I'm pacing. I'm walking around like the madman Jim Cramer. It's great to be just on radio. I can walk around. I'm fired up. Give me the Minnesota Twins.
Do you want Rocco Baldelli's job, Gabe? Do you want to go in there and give the pregame speech and say, let's go, this is the Bronx Bombers, my ass. Let's go in there and let's kick their ass and let's show them that we have the offense and the lineup that they've got. Let's get it done. I'll say this about this Twins-Yankees game. You sound fired up. I'm not fired up for anything from a side perspective because I like both of these offenses. I'm just going to keep it simple with the over tonight. It's 8.5 minus 120.